I'm Elke Prasad, a researcher at CIMAC within the University of Strathclyde. This poster is about the printability of pharmaceutical polymers in FDM 3D printers. In recent years, 3D printing of dose forms has gained interest in the pharmaceutical field, enabling personalization of medicines in terms of shape and size and resulting doses. In addition, specific release profiles can be targeted by controlling the microstructure of a tablet core. The technique also offers a platform for dose escalation studies using a single formulation. In the 3D printing process, a filament is used as feedstock material for the printer. Printability assessment of this feedstock material has so far been based on the mechanical properties of filaments only. To date, rheological properties of pharmaceutical formulations have not been incorporated into printability assessments. In this study, a printability map of a pharmaceutically relevant formulation was developed. In this case, an HPMC polymer matrix, a finasol 15LV, with drug loadings ranging from 5 to 50% paracetamol. This printability map was based on the mechanical and rheological properties of the material. A buckling ratio was calculated with the flexural modulus and the complex viscosity, and then plotted against the angular frequency. This is the graph on the right, figure 4. By applying the Cox-Mertz rule, the shear rate ranges for different print speed and nozzle combinations were overlaid, giving an indication of the printability of the material in these ranges. Print failure was experimentally determined for the 30% drug-loaded filament. This is the yellow dataset. The printability map that has been established here can enable identification of printable material, as well as indicating printer configuration and selection of printing conditions for a successful FDM process.